And also with regards for the trump cards, as I mentioned before, the nine are polarities, so I've laid them out like nine. But the final three cards that are remaining are not polarities, okay? This is the spiritual aspect. So you could look at the nine polarities as being of a material value, of a material function, because they're polarities. They have to be material. They cannot be spiritual by default. Likewise, the three remaining ones can only be spiritual. And those are the three spiritual principles. Whether you want to leave the zero at the front preceding those, the polarity of nine, as I've done, or whether you want to take that and add it to the end of the three, the 19, 20, and 21. When 19, actually, if you reduction, 1 plus 9 is 10, but it's 1, and then 20 is 2, because 0 is redundant, and then 21, 2 plus 1 is 3, so it's 1, 2, 3. So you have to, I mean, if you put the 0 at the front, I put the 0 at the back after the 1, 2, 3, because it follows that same motif of eliminating the final, as in the diminished seventh minor chord. You're eliminating the final, you're eliminating the 1/4 at the end, or the final third. It's actually 1/4 of the whole. A woman who's pregnant, she gives birth, those final 3 months, which is 1/4, the last fourth of that year, is not regarded. And so this is why the zero, an analogous to the chasm, is not regarded. But it's there. In fact, if it wasn't there, none of the other cards could be there, because it's the source of everything. This is the paradox here. So this is the significance of this and how it parallels my Messiah chord. Absolutely parallels it. And this is probably the closest I can ever tell you of revealing the actual chord itself, because I've given you so many clues in the major arcana as well. The final three, which is actually the final four, with the 1/4, that is the zero card, eliminated. That's as close as I can come here.